Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
The Bible is right. The Bible is right. The Bible is right. Every week, Pastor says that. Glory to God. And I'm not going to stop because it's right. Amen. In this time where people are debating and have hot, heated discussions, it's a wonderful thing to know that there is one book that we don't have to debate. Amen. Because the Bible is right. It's already been established in heaven. Glory to God. And it's right. And I thank God for it. I thank God for it. Glory to God. Beloved, we're in Proverbs, the 15th chapter. And we're now down to the fourth verse. We're considering the fourth verse. But I want to look at this verse in three different versions in the Bible. And I'll read the King James Bible version first. Proverbs 15:4 in the King James Version says, "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit." Amen. And then in the Positive Thinking Bible, it says, and this to me makes it the clearest, "Kind words are good medicine, but deceitful words can really hurt," amen? And then in the Tanakh, that is the Jewish scriptures, the Jewish Bible of the Old Testament, it says, Proverbs 15:4, it says, "A healing tongue is a tree of life, but a devious one makes for a broken spirit." Glory to God. Now, there's a lot that we learn from this verse, glory to God. Let's look at the version of the scripture that I like the best, and that's the Positive Thinking Bible. There, Proverbs 15:4 says, listen, it says, kind words are good medicine. Amen. Glory to God. Well, good medicine. The Bible says that they are good medicine. When do you give medicine? You give medicine when people are sick. Amen? Glory to God. The word here says, glory to God, that to give sick people kind words. Now, what is the kindest words that you know? The kindest, most effectual words that I know is the Word of God. Amen? Glory to God. So if we give sick people the Word of God, the Bible here in the Positive Thinking Bible says that kind words are medicine. They're good medicine. So they're medicine. So what does a sick person usually do when they're sick enough that they need the attention of a physician? They go to a doctor. And 9 times out of 10, not only does the doctor deal with it or do a procedure, but 9 times out of 10, he also writes a couple of prescriptions, one prescription or a couple of prescriptions. And they're for you to get medicine. And he gives you good medicine. What's good medicine? Medicine that works. Medicine that will work for your condition. Amen. He knows you got a certain condition, and so he writes you a prescription for good medicine that will work in that, on that situation, on that sickness that you have. Amen. And because it helps the healing process, it's good medicine. Amen. And when you give good medicine, it will make the patient well. Isn't that right? Glory to God. Well, one of the things as a pastor, glory to God, we have to deal with regular healing and divine healing, because not everybody believes in divine healing. But notice what I said, regular healing and divine healing. Actually, all healing is divine healing, because it's God that heals, whether the person knows it or not. Even a physician will tell you, he says, I practice medicine. He doesn't say, I'm the healer. I haven't never run into a physician that claimed he was a healer. Now, he would do a procedure on you, or he would run tests on you, or he would prescribe medicine to you, but I've never run into a physician that said, I'm the healer. I'll take. No, they do what they do, and a lot of times they will tell you. Even the most unreligious physician will tell you. He'll come out and he'll say, we've done all that we know how to do. We've done all, the rest is in God's hands. Amen. Actually, there is only divine healing. But what I mean when I separate them is there's people who don't acknowledge divine healing, won't talk about it, don't believe in it. They believe that nature or just medicines or whatever, that will heal you. But Christians and believers, glory to God, we know that it's in the Bible, and we know that God is the healer. Amen. So we talk about divine healing. Well, many times in dealing with people who are sick, glory to God, I'm talking about body sick. Amen. Glory to God. Because when a person's having mental problems, that's a whole nother thing that a pastor has to deal with. And to deal with that, we have to deal with giving the person the truth. When a person is experiencing depression or, if you will, mental sickness or illness, glory to God, the primary thing you have to do for them is to give them the absolute truth. Because the Bible says and assures us that we shall know the truth and the truth shall make us free. What's that? John 8:32. Yeah. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, glory to God. So one of the things that you do when a person is experiencing anxiety attacks, depression, emotional breakdowns, sorrow, discouragement, fear, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, things of the mind, amen? Pastors would know how to handle this. They'll have to handle that with the word of God. Give the person the absolute truth, because the word of God has the power to break through those conditions. And when the person hears the truth, there's something about the word of God that can just break that thing off of their mind. Glory to God. The anointing on the word of God, the power that's in the word of God, breaks that condition, and the person can come back to wholeness. But I'm talking about, in this passage, I'm talking about mainly body sicknesses. Amen. Glory to God. And the Positive Thinking Bible says kind words are good medicine. Amen. And so we want to give the person medicine. And one of the things I do when people are body sick, glory to God, we're instructed to not only pray for them and anoint them with oil and pray the prayer of faith over them. And the Bible says this is coming. That's John, 5:14 and 15. Yes. I'm sorry, James. Did I say John? I meant James 5:14 and 15. Is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Amen. And so beside anointing the person with oil, praying over them and anointing them with oil and letting the elders pray over the person, glory to God. Another thing that I recommend that a person does that's handling a sick person, or the sick person themselves, because we have the Bible here that says good words, kind words are good medicine, or if you will, God's word is good medicine. I tell them to, usually I have them turn to the book of Mark or the book of John and read at least the whole book. Because they're sick, they're laying in bed, they ain't doing nothing else. They have plenty of time. So rather than sit there and just watch television, glory to God, one of the things I like them to do or have someone read it to them is the entire book of Mark or the entire book of John, and just read the word of God to them. Because the word of God is good medicine. It says right here in Positive Thinking Bible that it's good medicine, amen? And when you give folks good medicine, glory to God, that helps in the healing process, glory to God. So the word of God is good medicine for sick people, amen? Remember that, because what you want to do when someone is sick, there's many things that you want to do for the person when they're sick. Besides anointing them and praying for them and reading the word to them, you can read, you can turn the Bible on cassette or CD. You can turn that on and let them listen to that. You also, if it's possible, if there's someone who can minister it, have them take communion, glory to God. Many wonderful things you can do for a spiritually or physically sick person. Amen. But one of the good things we can do is to give them the word of God. Now, in the Positive Thinking Bible, the converse of kind words are good medicine, the converse of that is the next phrase. And it says, kind words are good medicine, but deceitful words can really hurt. Deceitful words can really hurt. When you're believing something, or someone has told you something, or you're out there on someone's word and you find out that they deceived you, glory to God, that really hurts. That can really, really hurt, because you wonder to yourself, why did they deceive me? Why? And particularly if it's someone who you would call a good associate or a friend, you would say, why did they do that to me? And it can really hurt, amen? And once again, what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with words. We're dealing with words. And in this passage, we see that words can heal or words can hurt, amen? Remember when we were kids, we used to sing, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Oh, yeah? Is that really true? Well, words may not have broken bones, but words have broken a many heart. Many hearts have been broken by words. Amen? When someone says, I want to divorce you, I want a divorce, or I'm leaving, or I mean, don't tell me that words will never harm you. Many a heart has been broken. Amen? I'm up against a break. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we're talking about Proverbs 15:4, glory to God. And we just finished the fact that the Word of God is good medicine. Amen. So the next time somebody's ill, instead of talking about the symptoms and a whole bunch of other stuff or the terrible thing that's on the news, read the Word of God to them. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, now, the same verse, 15:4, in the Tanakh, that is the Jewish Bible. Amen. It's rendered, this 15:4 is rendered, a healing tongue is a tree of life, but a devious one makes for a broken spirit. A healing tongue is a tree of life. Now, a healing tongue, haven't you ever been around a person who they just seem to know exactly what to say in every situation? You know, before he went to heaven, Bishop Jones in Durham, North Carolina, True Way Miracle Church. I used to listen to Bishop Jones, and as associate pastor there, as associate minister there, rather, glory to God, we would be in different situations, ministerial situations, and at many events. And at different events, they would give the microphone to Bishop. And I was always amazed that he would always somehow know what the appropriate thing was to say. And I thought, boy, when I become a pastor, I hope that I'll always have the right words to say. He just had a knack for, you talking about a healing tongue? He knew just what to say in every situation. Because before he would speak, I would try to think real fast on what I would say. And then I would listen to what he said. And he always sounded better than I. And I thought, oh, goodness gracious. And in Proverbs 25:11, the Bible says, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pitchers of silver. They're like apples of gold in pitchers of silver. How beautiful. Amen. How beautiful that is. How prosperous that is. Glory to God. Apples of gold and pitchers of silver. A healing tongue, when a person knows how to say the right thing, he knows how to reconcile two people, you're really at it, and Bishop can come and say, now, come on now, y'all, make up. He just knows what to say, and somehow the breach is filled. You just want to do what he say because he said it so perfectly. He's right on time, amen? A healing tongue knows how to mend broken relationships. A healing tongue knows how to cause complete forgiveness in a situation. A healing tongue knows just what to say. And in the Tanakh it says, a healing tongue is a tree of life, glory to God. A tree of life, when you think about a tree that gives life, beside the tree of life in the midst of the garden, in the Garden of Eden, glory to God, and that was probably a gorgeous tree to see. A tree of life, when I think about it, is in the physical, is a fruit tree, because you can eat from a fruit tree, fruit and nut trees, you can eat the fruit from those trees. And they give physical life, amen? And the fruit is delicious, and it's good, amen? And the Bible says here that a healing tongue is like that. It gives life. It gives hope. The Bible in another verse, I forget where this verse was, but it talks about, it says, but a good word causes, a bad word causes the heart to stoop, but a good word lifts the person up. Boy, I didn't quote that right, I know. But the gist is, glory to God, haven't you ever been in a situation and God give you a word, how wonderful that is, how lifted up you feel? It's really a tree of life. That word is a tree of life. Can one word from God can turn the whole situation around. Amen. You can be depressed and down. You can be in a place where it seems like it's all darkness. You can't see your way. You don't know the way out. You don't see any opportunities. It looks like all the doors are closed to you. Glory to God. And you go to God about that thing, and he says something to you. Boy, you talk about life coming in your spirit, coming into your soulish realm. Amen. Glory to God. You're lifted up. Amen. Glory to God by what's being said. A healing tongue is a tree of life. It's a tree of life. Or how about an opportunity? Let's say you've been waiting for something, or you applied for something, and you waited and waited and waited and waited. And finally, you get the phone call, or you get the letter, or you get the however it's communicated to you. Oh, boy, do you jump up and it's a healing. It's a tree of life. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And then the second part of this verse says, but a devious one, a devious tongue makes for a broken spirit. And in the King James Version, it says, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Glory to God. A breach in the spirit. What that means? That means, glory to God, that, glory to God, somebody says something and you can just tell because it's defiling. You can just tell that there's something wrong in their spirit. There's something not right with them. Amen. I ran into a person who I really, because I actually liked the person, I really wanted to be their friend. But their tongue, their mouth was so perverse, and so much filth came out of their mouth at different times. Most of the time, I would say 70% of the time, you could talk with them. But every once in a while, he would go into this thing, and the perverseness that came out of his mouth, one time he did it, and I just made up my mind, I will never see this person again. Because when I walked away, I actually felt defiled in my spirit. My spirit was grieved, and I actually felt defilement, glory to God, because of what the person said. It was that bad. And he had never said, I mean, he had said some things before that I wasn't comfortable with, but this time he said something that just, I mean, it was so bad, I said, and I haven't seen this person since. I said, I will never see this person again because I didn't want that in my spirit. Amen. I didn't want that in my spirit. So we can see, and even from this verse, it says that deceitful words can really hurt. Amen. And the Positive Thinking Bible, it says this: words can really hurt. Amen. And so we see, because these scriptures are dealing with words once again. We see the power of words, the power of words, so powerful that they can defile you. But then again, so powerful. Now listen to this. Words are so powerful that they can change your destiny, because the Bible says we're born in a sin and iniquity, glory to God, and that we're dead in trespasses and sin. And so here we are with a dead spirit, on our way to the lake of fire. But then God sends us a faithful worker in the vineyard, and they begin to tell us about the Lord Jesus, and they begin to tell us about salvation, and they begin to tell us about our sin and the cost of our sin. Because Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, there's a gift of God, and it's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And that if we'll believe these words, we're talking about words tonight and how powerful they are. They can change your destiny. Because if you believe the words that's contained in the gospel, glory to God. If you'll believe that Jesus died for your sins, glory to God. and that he was buried, glory to God, but that God raised him up the third day, glory to God. And that, glory to God, he took your place on the cross so that you might be, glory to God, he became sin for you that you might become righteous in him, glory to God, and that you could be saved from the lake of fire and your whole eternity could be changed from the lake of fire to being with Christ, to being with the Lord Jesus for eternity. Amen. For to be absent from the body, glory to God, is to be present with the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So we see the power of words. We see the power of words, glory to God, that you can make a person's whole day when they get ready to go out in the morning, say something positive to them. Amen. Because those words can carry with them the whole day. Amen. Haven't you ever turned on your radio and there'll be a silly jingle or a silly song or something, and you turn it off, but the jingle stays in your spirit. Them words stay in your spirit. And you'll be doing something else during the day, and all of a sudden this jingle comes in your head. Dum-da-dum-da-dum. And you say, where did that come from? Amen. Glory to God. Those were those words you heard early in the day. Now, if them jingles can stay with you all day, the word of God can stay with you all day. Glory to God. So you want to say something positive to your children. You want to say something positive to your husband or to your wife. It may only be, I love you. That might be, listen, glory to God. Listen, I love you. That's tremendous. When you're going out and you're going out in this world, upside down world, glory to God, where everybody out there shows no love, glory to God. And your wonderful spouse says to you, I love you. Glory to God. That stays with you all day. I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something that happened to me. One time I got a little note in my lunch bag, and it said, I love you. And boy, I didn't study the lunch. I wasn't even concerned about the lunch. What got me was those wonderful words. Amen. I love you. Glory to God. And so I thank God, glory to God. I thank God for the power of words. I thank God that the Bible teaches about the power of words. Amen. Glory to God. And the Bible says, let all things be done to edifying. Amen. Glory to God. You know, people walk around and they're not happy. Amen. And they could be just as happy as they could be. All they got to do is put their mind on Jesus and talk to him. And use words to tell him how wonderful he is. Use words to tell how faithful he is. Use words to tell him just what he means to you. Oh, my goodness. When you sing and you magnify the Lord with words, when you water, you get watered also yourself. Amen. When you say wonderful things to God, when blessings go up, when you're blessing him, guess what? The anointing comes down and blesses you. Amen? The power of words, glory to God. The Bible says a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Be a tree of life. Amen? Be a tree of life. I was in Walmart yesterday, and one of the associates there was walking down the aisle, and another associate said something to her, and she smiled. And I said, young lady, you have a beautiful smile. You have, and she says, oh, I do. Now, she knew many people told her she had a beautiful smile. But that's the way ladies are. They play it off, but they love hearing about it. Amen? Tell somebody, oh, your hair is so pretty. See, they'll act like, oh, it is? Now, they spent hours making it pretty. They know it's pretty. Because they paid $300 to get all them braids in that hair, and they spent all that time in the mirror and trying to be pretty, amen? They know they're pretty, and when you say the obvious to them, you know, we're told don't say the obvious. But when it's positive, I like to say the obvious. Oh, you look so nice today. I do. Yeah. They play it off, but they know, glory to God, the power of words. Beloved, Proverbs 15:4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Be a tree of life. Be a tree of life. God bless you. See you next week. Bye-bye.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.